Lakeland. The government of Alberta will use over $12 million to help students who left Ukraine due to the ongoing war, with some of those funds directly benefiting students in the Lakeland. The support will be targeted to help Ukrainian children in getting them to come into the school systems here, according to Parliamentary Secretary for Ukrainian Refugee Settlement Jackie Armstrong-Homenyuk, during a November 14 news conference. Armstrong-Homenyuk is also the MLA for Fort Saskatchewan-Vigreville, which includes the Two Hills area. According to a statement from Sylvie Smill, board chair for the St. Paul Education, the school division has welcomed 7 students from Ukraine. We are pleased to hear that there is funding to support these students in our schools and are proud of our school communities for creating a welcoming, safe and caring environment for families from Ukraine, said Smill. Lakeland Catholic School Division also confirmed that 6 students from Ukraine have joined schools in the region, 2 in Waskatenau, 3 in Cold Lake, and 1 in Bonnyville. Our division has welcomed 6 Ukrainian students and their families. We know these are challenging times for these families, and our schools are doing all that they can to give these children a warm, caring, and comforting learning environment. The addition of these students has enriched our schools and we are blessed to have them, said LCSD Deputy Superintendent Chantel Aksani, in a statement provided to Lakeland this week. Northern Lights Public Schools also confirmed it has welcomed 2 students from Ukraine. Education Minister Adriana LaGrange said the funding will be distributed to school authorities to utilize as they see fit. They're in the best position to make those decisions for their actual schools and their students, said LaGrange. LaGrange said the funding can be used by schools for various programming, including reinforcing and support to language development, perhaps individual staff members that are required, and different programming that might be required. It's there for all of those things, said LaGrange, which also included mental health support. We also know that some of our children are suffering from PTSD and other mental health issues as a result of the war, she said. We want to make sure that those supports are there for those kids as well. There are over 2,200 Ukrainian children registered as evacuees enrolled in K-12 schools across the province, according to Premier Danielle Smith. These children are adapting to a culture, and in many cases, a language that is new to them, said Smith. They need our help and I'm proud to say that they are getting it. LaGrange said millions of people have fled Ukraine, making this one of the fastest-growing displaced citizen crises since World War II. As a result of the war, hundreds of Ukrainian families need our government support to help ensure their children do not fall further behind in their education development, said LaGrange. There will also be additional funding next year in March of 2023 for Ukrainian children and students who will arrive midway through the school year, according to the Government of Alberta. With files from Janice Huser.